Morning, church. Hey, so some of you, Jonathan, I think I gave the graduating senior sermon when Laura was a senior, when Evan was a senior, and now I get Jonathan as a senior. That's pretty cool. It's pretty wild, too, if you think about it. God's plan is weird. Today we're going to honor some graduates. You know what, before we do that though, I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come before you, and these five people we're going to honor today, Lord, I lift them up to you because they're in a time of transition, a time of change in their lives and uncertainty. But Lord, there's one thing they can be certain of, and that is your love for them. Lord, as I try to honor these graduates, just take me out of the equation and give me the words that you want me to speak so that they can get out of this what you want them to get out of it today, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. So we have four listed, and I didn't call Julie. I know this guy would not want me to make a big deal of this, but I'm going to bring it before the church. Dylan Black, I don't think he had like a graduation ceremony or anything. But he texted me a couple weeks ago and said he took his last final exam ever. Now, I don't know if it'll be his last one ever, because Dylan is smart. Dylan, he'll receive a degree, a Master's of Business Administration. He did that while he was working full-time, as well as being a parent, so that's pretty cool. Chloe graduated from Bowling Green State University. Chloe Meyer Wingerberg, soon to be. Yeah, so stuff is going to get real for Chloe real quick. She graduated from college. She'll start teaching this fall. She's going to teach at Mansfield City Schools in the preschool unit. In July, she'll get married. So Chloe not only deals with being a graduate, she deals with being a first-time teacher and being a wife. Good luck. Good luck. Okay? Then we have Lexi Winger, who graduates from Northmore today. All three of these young people graduate from Northmore today. I'll just read you their little blurb that they... Well, I think I covered Chloe's. Yep. Lexi played many sports in high school and was very active in a lot of other things. She is the class president for... Were you there for 4 years? She was the senior class president. She was the junior, sophomore, freshman class president. I'm on limited time schedule today because she's got to go practice her speech for graduation, but I'll get you out of here. Lexi will be attending the University of Cincinnati. I know a few weeks ago I said University of Miami. I was wrong. To study communications with a minor in criminal justice. As of right now, she plans to attend law school after she receives her four-year degree. Lexi's hope is to one day be a prosecuting attorney or a communication liaison. Now, I don't know what a communication liaison is, but most of you know Lexi played softball for me, and because Jesus loves Northmore softball, that's why. She finally came to the realization, but she was the one I went to. So the communication major makes sense because I had five freshmen in the lineup, and there was times when those freshmen were just like, "Oh, we gotta go back out there." I had three errors last day. Are you kidding me, Lexi? You gotta go talk to them. So she is the one. She is a born leader, the communications, the law degree, whatever, doesn't surprise me. Lexi will be successful because Lexi has drive. I'll leave it at that. Jonathan. I know him as Johnny because when I first met Jonathan, he was about this tall. And I think it was a hoops for him when Laura and Lindsay played at Gilead Friends Church. Okay? What I'll tell you about Jonathan played football for here at Northmore 4 years, three playoff runs, right, Jonathan? Three times in the playoffs. Never been to the playoffs before that. Basketball is freshman year, baseball is junior year, powerlifting is sophomore and junior year. And the neat thing about Jonathan is when Jonathan was a freshman, Jonathan wasn't really sure. By the time Jonathan was a senior, he knew what was up on the football field. He took charge. And he buried people, and he liked doing it. He was also a class officer on the student council for all 4 years. He's planning on attending Ohio University and undecided on major. Congrats. Logan Mariotti. Here's what I'll tell you about Logan. I follow Logan on social media. Logan has a band, or had a band. I don't know if you still have a band, Logan. Nope, band is no longer. That's too bad. They're pretty good. If you like hard rock, they were pretty good. Logan played golf and basketball while in high school. Here's what I'll tell you also about Logan. When he was a sophomore, he played some JV, but then also, I think, dressed varsity. But when he was a junior, man, he'd stand there from 40 feet. If he was cross half court, you better guard him because he's going to shoot. Right? And the basket, it was fun to watch in basketball because he also became this year, I think, one of Northmore's best defenders, which I didn't know Logan had that in him. I thought he was an offensive guy, but he became their best defender, probably their best rebounder, in my opinion. He wasn't the tallest always, but he was always in the right spot. Here's the neat thing about Logan. Logan said, college is not for me. Logan owns his own business. Logan is going to expand the lawn care business into a landscaping. I mean, I think they already do landscaping, but so if you have, I'm going to give a plug here. If you have the yard doesn't need or doesn't you don't want to mow, if you got landscaping needs done, he's your guy. Okay, Logan again, he'll be successful because he has the process. He wants to be successful, and all four of these young people will do that. So there's the brief synopsis of all of them. I'll bring them up at the end here, and we'll pray with them and give them a couple little gifts we have from the church. Now I'm going to talk to them, but I'm going to talk to you as well. And Julie, I'm thankful it wasn't in the bulletin because last night, this morning, there's a different plan for where God wanted me to go. And it's pretty cool when you see that. I'm not sure what this is going to look like. But I know that God's in it, so we're good. I'm going to call the title, Graduation 2022, A Step to Move Forward. And we've already talked about our five graduates. Each one of those five are at a different point in their lives. Maybe a different point spiritually, a different point educationally, a different point with what they want to do. Okay? Once we got, when we're in high school, we all go to Northmore. Once we graduate, we become Jonathan R. Tripp, Ohio University class of, be what, 2026? Right? Lexi Winger, University of Cincinnati. Class of 2030 because she's going to go to law school. Think about that. You really like school, don't you? Jackson's like, I'm getting out. But they're different, and maybe they're different in spirituality, maybe they're different in whatever, but we're the same as Christians. We are all different. We are all different. There isn't a cookie cutter that God stamps on our life when we go into the waters of baptism. Okay? There's not. The one thing in common is Him. You know, God uses, thankfully, He uses dumb Coca-Cola salesmen. Okay? And equipment guys and builders and whoever, whatever your profession is or your life choice is, He uses it. Because there's times when I think, how am I going to make a difference today, God? You know what happens? I get somebody that needs to listen, or needs me to listen. Sometimes that's all it is. I'm not great at sharing my faith. I've said that before. But we're all in a different place. We're all from a different place. But we're all serving the same God. And His love for us is the same. It doesn't change. No matter where we're at in our life, His love is the same. I'm going to talk to the parents real quick. Parents, grandparents, whatever. Man, this is a big day for you guys. It's a big day. My youngest graduated last year. I'll be honest. I like Northmore High School, but I was glad to see her done. She loved Northmore High School. Man, she was glad to be done. Your kids need you to be their rock now because they are in a time of... It's going to get scary. There's going to be things come up that Jonathan and Chloe and Lexi and Logan aren't going to have the answers to. And I'll be honest, you're not probably going to have the answers to it either. Be steadfast in your faith because God has those answers. All right, today's passage, we're going to get to it. We're going to be in Matthew 14. And when you see what we're going to talk about, you're going to think, how in the world is this a graduation? We'll get there. Matthew 14, and we're going to be in verses 22 through 33. And we're going to talk today about a very, very familiar story where the disciples were out on the boat and some things happen. Let's get right into it. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of Him to the other side while He dismissed the crowd. Okay, so there's the first thing I want you to take note of. Jesus tells the disciples, hey, get on the boat and go. Go. I got this. You guys go. Okay? After He had dismissed them, He went up on a mountainside and by Himself to pray. Later that night, He was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves, because the wind was against it. Listen, I didn't know the meaning of buffeted. You know what I, when I read that the first time? Buffeted. Okay? That's what I read. Buffeted. Buffeted. It means that the boat was going this way, and the waves were just beating it all over the place. Now, those of you, sorry, Chris. Chris said to me before I came up here, is there anything I did this week that you're going to call out? No. This is all about the seniors today. Well, here's what I'll tell you. Chris, The girls have been like, hey, why don't you guys take a cruise? Why don't you guys go? Wouldn't that be fun? I'm like, yeah. Chris is like, oh, I can think of Titanic. I'm not getting on a boat. So we will not be taking a cruise. And quite honestly, I'm not sure how I'd respond to being on that boat. I'm sure it'd be fine, but I don't know. Like when we go, when I was growing up, I had some friends that have a boat at Candlewood or whatever, and it was cool when you were out water skiing or when you were tubing. Man, when I was on that boat, I didn't like it. Just put me behind on the tube. But when I'm just sitting there, I never really got into fishing. If I went fishing, my uncles took me to a farm-fed pond that I could stand on the bank, throw it in, and as the worm hit the water, I got catfish. I like it. No, I have the patience for fishing. Because I don't like to sit on a boat. And if you do, great. I just would not be able to do it. I wouldn't be able to do it. So I know what these disciples are feeling at this point. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." You know, there's so many times in Jesus' life we hear those words, "Don't be afraid." Think about it. What did the angel tell Mary and Joseph? "Don't be afraid." Angel told the shepherds, "Do not be afraid." He gave the wise men the dream, "Do not be afraid." You know, Jesus is telling his disciples, who he spent endless times with, "Guys, don't be afraid. Have you not seen all the miracles I've been doing? Why are you afraid?" Now's when we start talking to the graduates. But we're going to finish reading the passage first. "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." I'm going to stop right there. Okay, we're going to talk about Peter for a minute. We know that Peter is what? What was Peter's nickname that Jesus gave him? The Rock. "It is you, Peter, the rock that I will build my church on." Okay? Peter had a lot of human instinct in him. We know Peter let Jesus down many, many times. Graduates, you are going to fail. What you take from that. What you learn from that. But here's some things I want to point out about this time of walking on the water. Number one, a good point is Peter had the courage to step out of the boat. I don't know about you, but I'm not stepping out of the boat. Even though the water's coming in over the side of the boat, I'll go down with the boat. I am not stepping out of the boat. Peter jumps out of the boat. And what happens when he does? Starts walking on the water towards Jesus. We're working on another miracle here. Not only is Jesus walking on the water, now probably standing on the water, now Peter is walking on the water. So we're working on another miracle. Then what happens? One of Peter's downfalls pokes in. Peter starts to doubt. And we've all been there. We've all been going through something in our life that's going really well. We took the courage, we stepped out, we did this. Something goes wrong, what do we do? "I can't do it. I can't do it. You can do it. Sounds like a movie, huh, Shelby? But Peter doubted. I'm just going to break this down. There's four bad points and there's four good points on Peter. The other bad point, well, number one, Peter doubted Jesus. Number two, Peter became anxious because Peter thought he was going to drown. Listen, I've almost drowned one time. I can tell you it was the scariest thing I've ever been through. Now, I'm supposed to be the big protector, the father of my three daughters, right? We were at Dogwood Valley, and they have these jump pads, right? And we were camping, and I thought it'd be a good idea. You know, the girls, I made them put life vests on, and you go on out there, and I thought it'd be a great idea for me to go out. And me being the funny guy I was, there was, you know, little kids on the beach. I told Chris, I said, you watch. As soon as the fat guy gets in the water and heads towards that jump pillow, there's going to be 1,000 kids in the water. Because they're all going to want me to jump off that thing and launch them. Guaranteed. So I started it out. I get out there, I climb up on this thing, and it had to be a sight. My bathing suit probably falling down. I mean, literally, this is probably bad. I get up, I launch one of the girls. Dad, do it again. Climb back up and do it again. Third time climbing up, I couldn't go. My legs were tired. My arms were tired. I literally thought a piece of seaweed was pulling me down to the bottom of the lake. And I thought I was drowning, and I started flailing. I was like, Peter, I can swim. But I doubted. So, Lindsay, I felt like Lindsay was Jesus that day. And that hand come down and grabbed me and drug me over and said, Dad, hang on to this thing. Gave me a little strap there to hang on the floater. And these guys are laughing. This is a true story. I cannot make this stuff up. I know how Peter feels. So Lindsay swims in and gets like 3 life vests because, you know, I look pretty good in a bathing suit. We'll just leave it at that. She said, Dad, put this on. Okay, so I put one on. And I mean, I'm telling you, I'm spent. And then she gives me another one to hug. And then she gives me another one to hold on to the strap so she can drag me in. And it was embarrassing. Oh, you know, life with me is like life with the disciples because I'm a moron. And that's what these disciples were. They had seen all of those miracles, and I knew probably all I had to do was stand up. I could probably stand up in that water. I don't know because I didn't try. But that was Peter, man. He was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to drown. So doubt crept in. He became anxious. I was very anxious that day. And Peter took his eyes off Jesus. Because what happens when we panic, when we worry, when we doubt, when we just think the worst of everything, what aren't we doing? We aren't focusing on the one that can get us through it. Graduates, my challenge to you is no matter what comes up in your life, don't be like me. You know, now you'll have a cute little story to remember. Man, I can't doubt. Because Matt's an idiot and almost drowned in 3 foot of water. Okay? But then, what also happens when you start doubting everything going on, who else do you doubt? You doubt yourself. And when I doubt myself, I doubt my upbringing. I doubt what my parents taught me. I doubt everything. No good's going to come out of that. What are the good things that come out of this story? Number one, Peter stepped off the boat. That's huge. And graduates, you are going to be faced with a time that you are going... And Chloe, yours is coming soon. Colin, you're a great guy. But yours is coming soon because you are going to be faced with doubt. All 4 of you will. Chloe's just going to see it quicker. Because it's different when you're a college graduate than it is when you're a high school graduate. Because now it's put up or shut up time. Right? College, you still get some freedom. You still get to fail. You still get to make some bad choices. You're still going to make bad choices. I still make some every day. Okay? But the So Peter stepped out of the boat. Graduates, you're going to have to step out of your boat. You're going to have to. Take a look at the world around us, guys. We need young people like you to step out of your boat. Second thing Peter continued to do was he continued to step. You know, because when that doubt crept in, Peter could have done what? Reached back for the boat. But he didn't. He continued to step towards Jesus. Granted, he was panicking, but he did continue to step. Number three, Peter saw his need for a Savior. And when that moment comes, graduates, when that moment comes, parents, when that moment comes, little people in the crowd, that's when you've arrived. Because when you realize you can't do it on your own, you need the saving grace of Jesus Christ. That's when you've arrived. Number four, and this is pretty neat. Let me see if that... I don't think it covers that. They don't cover it. But okay, let's just... I'm just going to carry this story a little further. So Jesus reached down and pulls Peter up. Then what do they do with? They're both standing on water. How do they get back to the boat? It doesn't say. I got a pretty good guess. Jesus took Peter by the hand and said, "Come on, boy." And he walked him back to the boat. And he put him back on the boat. Jesus will pick you up. Every single time when you ask him to, he will pick you up. Don't think God's too busy, because he's not. Don't think he's overwhelmed, because he's not. He's in charge. He's in charge. You know, the neat thing about this story is two things, because that could have been any of the disciples. Right? It could have been any of them. What I think is really neat is it was Peter. Because of what we know about Peter, and we all know, we've heard the stories, Peter's the guy that slams his hand on the table at the Last Supper and say, "No, Lord, I'll never do that. I love you too much, blah, blah, blah." What did he do? Well, I'm told somebody he didn't know Jesus. Three times. Yet, Jesus knew that was coming. Yet, he was the rock. What else did Peter do? Peter failed a lot. He failed a lot. That's why I love hearing stories about Peter, because I know this dude was not perfect. You know, he was not a Pharisee. He was a teacher of everything. But he was not. He had jealousy. He had anger. He had doubt. He had fear. But he was the rock that Jesus built his church on. Guys, we can learn a lot by studying Jesus' life. Because how many of us would have been like, "Okay, I'm one of the disciples." And I see myself in those days, and it's weird, I know. Some of my dreams, literally, I find myself in Jesus' time, like when they were stoning somebody. I can see myself there. You know, when Jesus is being beaten, I can see myself there. But these guys saw all those miracles, all those, I mean, I don't know, if I walk into a house and I see a boy that's dead, or a young lady that's dead, and Jesus comes in and talks to her for a second, and she's hungry. Really? She was dead. Nah, she was asleep. How about somebody who hasn't walked for 20 years? He just touches him. Dude gets up and dances. How about somebody that had the faith to reach out and touch his cloak? And she was healed of 12 years. Here's what I'll tell you. Faith. Believing even when most people won't will get you through. And I'm talking to parents here. I'm talking to graduates here. I'm talking to Christians here. I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to me. Sometimes my faith is weak. But here's what I'll tell you. Anybody seen a mustard seed before? Not very big. It says faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. Guys, your God is here for you today for your graduation. He will be here for you tomorrow in post-graduation. And He will be here for you in August when you move to college. Or do your business, or go teach your first class, or get married. I don't use Dylan as an example because he told me, I don't know what I'm going to do with my degree. I don't know if anything changes. Cool. He just likes school, I think. Okay. But I'm going to challenge you young people. Two things. Two things as we go forward. I'll challenge you with two things. Number one, let go of your fear. Number two, I want you to live beyond life's convenience. What does that mean? What does that mean? It means sometimes it's inconvenient for you to step out and to show somebody God's love. You may not have time. You may have to study. You may have to do this. You may have to do that. You may have to whatever. It's not going to be convenient for you to always show God's love. Live beyond life's convenience. I'm going to leave you with four passages, and then I'm going to wrap up. And we're going to go to 1 Timothy 4. These are just little things that I think talk about graduates. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, impurity. Listen, you four are leaders. You four are leaders. You know, class officers, you're whatever. Chloe, you're getting your own class. Logan, you're going to, trust me when I tell you, you're going to be faced with stuff out in the workforce that you're going to have to lead. And he's leading his own company, so I know he can do it, right? You cannot let somebody downplay you because of your age. Okay? James chapter 1. Probably should have marked these. Been good. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood that test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love Him. Guys, that's what our ultimate goal is. Yeah, it's great. We're graduating high school. Trust the process and persevere through your faith. Because at the end of the day, we want that relationship with God. And we're going to go to Jeremiah chapter 29. This is probably my favorite for you all. And we're going to go 11 through 13. Actually, we're going to go 10 through 13. This is what the Lord says: when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in a future. Then you will call on me and come to me and pray, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Guys, He's always got His hand on us. He's always got His hand on you. And I promise you, there's a plan. You know, you may think you don't know what it is. You know, Jonathan's undecided in major. He might not know what he wants to do yet. I promise you, God already knows that plan. And He's going to reveal it to Jonathan when the time is right. So, graduates, you got a big life in front of you. Put Him in the middle of it. He wants to be there. He wants to be there. It's your choice to let Him be. I guarantee you, if you live your life for Him, everything else takes care of itself. That's a hard lesson for me to learn at the time. You know, it's tough. He's always got His hand on you. He's always got His hand reaching out to you. You have to take it. As you head into wherever you're going in your future, know you have a church family here, all these people here pray for you daily. I've seen a couple people's prayer lists, and wow. Okay. If I can get the four of you to come forward, we have a little gift here from the church, and then I'm going to bring Les and Matt and your family's up. We're going to just, Jesse, actually you're part of the family today. So if I can get Logan and Johnny and Chloe and Lexi to come forward, and your families, please. And I'll start with Chloe, because hers is probably broken. Hers is a little different. If it is broken, let me know. Thank you. Congrats. Lexi gets a pink one, I was told. Congrats. Johnny. Congratulations, sir. And Logan. Congratulations. All right, now if you guys can just come to the center here, Maddie. Your families will surround you. Anybody else that wants to come forward and be with these young folks, you're welcome to. Squeeze in here, y'all. Lord, we just lift up these four young people, and Lexi, Chloe, Jonathan, and Logan. Lord, we lift them up. We lift their families up to you, Lord, today, and just that they can experience this time of excitement and be proud of what they've accomplished, Lord. But we also know that you have bigger plans for each one of them. And Lord, we thank you that you have a plan in their life, and we thank you that you already know that plan, whether they do or not, Lord. And we just love you, and we thank you for that, and we lift you up daily, and we will lift them up daily so that we know that they are seeking your will and your plan in their life, Lord. Lord, we lift up the families that some of the experiences they have will not be pleasant. Some of them will not be great at all times. But Lord, just reassure the families that you are in control and you have your hand in their life and in their child's life, Lord. And Lord, that's hard as a parent, but we know that you're in control. Lord, we love you and we thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. So we'll Les and I will be here. Actually, graduates, you stay. We'll be here. The graduates are going to stay here. Johnny, stay here. Logan, stay here. I know these guys want to get back to their seats. I gave them a microphone 2 years ago. We're going to have a time of invitation. If you need to make that decision today to come start your relationship with Christ, today is that day. What I'd like for you to do is come congratulate the graduates as well. If you want to pray with Les or I, we'll be on either side. This is a big day for these kids. Chloe's already had her big day, but she's got another one coming. Pray for these guys daily. And guys, I want you to look out. And I want you to see these people and know that these people are praying for you daily. Because it takes a huge crowd to finish a job. And your job's not done, nor is ours. We will pray for you daily, and hopefully everything goes. Hopefully you don't have any of these troubles that Peter had. If you do, let me know. We'll bottle it up.